Disney World and Disneyland fast passes are officially done. Kanye West posted Drake's home address to his Instagram. And BuzzFeed's Daniela Emanuel joins us to talk about the latest trends taking over TikTok this summer.
It's August 23rd, 2021.
Hey friends, I'm Casey Rackham.
And I'm Shiloh Watson. Welcome to BuzzFeed Daily. Okay, so Casey, let's kick things off with talking about Disney Fast Passes.
And I need everyone to know, people can't see Shiloh's face right now, but she is disturbed. She's not okay right now.
Okay, so like, I am an avid Disneyland goer. I mean, not to the extreme that some people are, but I do go. And whenever I go, I have a very strict plan to make it manageable. And the key to that plan is the Disney Fast Pass. So for those that don't know, they have this at both Disneyland and Disney World. And it's basically, you go and get a ticket. So it's like, if it's 12 o'clock, and then I want to get, you know, go on to Space Mountain at 3 p.m., I can come back in 3 hours and skip the line. So it's, you know, basically a fast pass. And Disney recently replaced these fast passes, which had been paused during the pandemic, with something called Lightning Lane, which is only accessible via Disney's new $15 to $20 Genie service app. And a lot of park enthusiasts like myself are not happy.
Okay, so wait, Shiloh, are you telling me now on top of a ticket, I have to spend more money for a rebranded fast pass?
Yes, it is. It's so much money, especially because I think that they also stopped doing their annual passes. So you're really not getting any kind of a discount.
No, they are. Okay, we're both in LA. I feel like when we were growing up, you could have a California pass like all the freaking time. Yes. And now it's like just so hard to get it. Okay, here's my question. Is there a why as to why this is happening? Like, it just seems like a money grab.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of fans on Twitter and other social media outlets were saying, is that they thought it was just another way for Disney to sort of like gouge everyone. But the Disney Parks chair, Josh D'Amaro, told CNN that it wasn't, and that this was just a way to help guests optimize their day.
and to help us get more money.
Right, like I was fine before, thanks.
All right, so moving on to something absolutely wild. Kanye West brought his feud with Drake to a whole new level Monday morning when he posted a Google Maps screenshot with Drake's home address on Instagram. Kanye wrote, quote, "You will never recover, I promise you," in his group chat message, which he also posted a screenshot of, and some people think it was directed at Drake. You know, both screenshots have since been removed. And I, just for background, Kanye and Drake have been at odds for a few years now after Kanye allegedly told Pusha T about Drake's secret son, giving Pusha the chance to reveal his existence in a diss track before Drake did.
Yeah, I remember that, and it like blew up the internet. First of all, I think feuds are stupid. You two are, you're grown men. like, this just seems silly. But then also a step way too far. Like, posting someone's personal information, their address, where, you know, anyone with good or bad intentions can come and find him. And, like, how do you sort of put that back in the box? Once that's out there forever.
It's 100% out there. And that's, like, really scary. I'm sure, you know, as a celebrity, you have very few things that are private. And hopefully your home is one of them. And it's absolutely wild that, like, you know, I feel like you would see this in situations of like doxing from other people. But it's wild that Kanye, another celebrity who probably values privacy, did that. And I'm like, come on. I actually do wonder what the repercussions of that are. Like, are there any legal repercussions? I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
See, but this is when I wish Steven was on right now. Steven needs to, again, he is a lawyer just because his father is a lawyer. So that's how it works.
Well, we can ask him and come back.
Yes.
All right. So it's time for another TikTok roundup. And as always, there is a lot to catch up on.
We've got everything from the science behind foot fetishes to what you should not do with frozen honey. And BuzzFeed's Daniela Emanuel joins us to talk about some of the recent trends that have taken over TikTok this summer. Hi, Daniela. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, of course. Hi, Casey. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
No, and we need you here because you are our TikTok guide. You're telling us what absolutely wild things are going on, because I feel like your FYP is so much different than mine, because like you've got all these like viral challenges and sciencey things and all these cool things happening, and mine are just gay and cats. So it's good to mix it up.
That sounds fun, though. I'm kind of jealous.
So let's start with one of your recent pieces about avocados. You caught an eye-opening, if not unsettling, revelation about this beloved fruit. And like, honestly, frankly, we may never think of avocados in the same way ever again. We will let the same TikToker who broke the news to you break the news to listeners. So take a listen to user Michelle Butson.
Someone on this fucking app just said, avocado tastes like clean dick.
So that was the video that caught your attention, which extremely fair. And after doing some digging around, you found that this isn't the only account talking about this. What have people been saying?
Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, because maybe we needed this information all along, but there have been multiple TikTok users, reacting to audio like that. You know, you'll see like a duet where, you know, someone's saying like that avocado tastes exactly like clean penis. And then, you know, on the other side of the duetted video, someone runs and they go get an avocado and they taste it. And you just see like the shock in their eyes as they realize that apparently it does indeed taste like that. So that's definitely been a thing throughout TikTok, but it's also even longer been a thing on Twitter. You know, I did some digging and there are some tweets from even a couple years ago where people are like, sorry to tell you, but avocado tastes like clean penis. That's just how it is.
I didn't need to know this. but it seems like this is all some twisted modern version of an old wives' tale. But to be clear, short of hearsay on social, is there any evidence that this is actually true?
You know, I think that's actually up to sort of personal subjective thinking.
Right.
I will say, I had a friend who, she has a boyfriend, so she's sexually active. And I told her about this and she was like, I'm going to go grab an avocado right now. She grabbed one, she took a bite and she just texted me, yup, period. That was it. So,
wow. Wow,
it's wow, proven.
Wow. So there's the science. Evidence, you know, who's to say?
Oh, man. All right. We'll be right back. We've got more with BuzzFeed's Daniela Emanuel after the break. Welcome back. We're talking with BuzzFeed's Daniela Emanuel about the latest trends on TikTok that are blowing our collective minds. So it's time for us to move on to foot fetishes, because why wouldn't we? But before we dive into why people have been talking about it, can you tell us about the history of this fetish and how it's been such a major turn on for some people for so long?
Yes, absolutely. So actually, there's evidence of a preacher writing about, you know, his fascination with feet from the year 1220. So clearly this has been something, you know, that's been a thing in human sexuality for centuries. And in terms of what it entails, you know, it could be anything from enjoying looking at photos of feet or, you know, people wearing certain types of shoes. I watched the show Love Island, and I've heard quite a few guys say they have a thing for girls who wear white toenail polish, that like that is just a kink.
I'm nodding my head because that's all I was thinking about. I'm currently watching the most recent season, and Jake's very open about his love for feet with white nails.
Yes, there are one or two guys on there who are very open about their thing for feet, you know, and I know it's common in both pornography and people's personal lives to like actually give something called a foot job, which is essentially a hand job, but like using your feet instead. Some people, not all, are very turned on by feet. And it's been a thing for centuries, and I'd imagine it'll continue to be.
And then this TikTok came along with some earth-shattering science that puts things into perspective.
You could map out on that somatosensory cortex where you feel everything on your brain. And right here in the middle, you can see that your feet and your toes are right next to your genitals on your brain.
So let's get into sort of the psychological aspect. While the mapping in our brains makes sense, we obviously don't all end up with a foot fetish. So what's the theory on why some brains might latch onto this and others not so much?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, like speaking biologically and scientifically, I'm assuming, you know, the people who don't have foot fetishes, these wires don't really end up getting crossed in their brains. And, you know, for the ones that do, they do. But at the same time, there are also evolutionary reasons for this that he was explaining to me. For example, they believe that there's sort of a benefit to having a sexual association with the feet that goes back to, you know, when we were cavemen, or like the earliest evolution of the earliest form of humans, which was that, you know, to derive pleasure from your feet being touched was beneficial, you know, for removing parasites and stuff like that. So, you know, that's definitely a psychological reason right there. There's also been evidence that there have been rises in foot fetishes and, you know, foot fetish pornography and content and sort of obsession around periods of STI outbreaks. And it's believed that, you know, it's because feet are seen as safe, you know, as opposed to genitals, which are, you know, known to carry STIs. So it's almost a protective mechanism to have a fascination with feet. Of course, all of these are theories, and, you know, nothing has been 100%, you know, scientifically confirmed. It's really hard to get data on this, as he explained to me, but the theories are pretty strong, you know, based on some of the studies that have been done.
Definitely. All right. So moving on to something very different. People are basically obsessed with freezing honey bottles and squeezing out the honey to eat it like a popsicle. So please, what is the story about how and why it is going viral right now?
Oh my goodness. I actually saw such a disturbing video of this girl not only doing that with honey, but doing it with mustard and sriracha and all of these like disgusting things. It was just the most horrifying thing to watch. I think she was trying to piss people off. But essentially, this all started with this one user, Dave Ramirez on TikTok, who froze honey and squeezed it out of the bottle and took a bite. And he was like, oh, that was refreshing. And then from there, people, I guess, just went with it and they started doing it themselves. And people are saying, oh, you know, it's so, some people hate it, but some people say, oh, it's so cool and refreshing and I love the taste and the texture. So yeah, for some reason, that's just become an enormous trend on TikTok.
Apparently there was something gross yet, you know, oddly compelling about watching honey ooze out of its container like this, because related videos racked up over 1 billion views on TikTok. But now we're hearing this may actually be a bad idea. Why are you hearing about the negative side to this, and why in reality maybe we shouldn't try this at home?
Absolutely. So, you know, dentists and physicians have been commenting on this trend. Dentists saying, you know, these are such high sugar amounts and that it can cause cavities and tooth decays. And then, you know, physicians again just saying that that amount of condensed sugar just isn't good for your body and, you know, could cause an array of health issues. I'd assume if you do it one time, you're fine. But if you're consistently doing this multiple times a day, every day, it can't be good for your health.
Yeah. Okay. I'm actually laughing so much right now because I was like, I love that the answer is just like, oh, it's too much sugar. Just please don't have that much sugar in your mouth at a time. Because the last time you're on here, you remember that protein powder and how it was giving people like cardiac arrest. I was like, what? I was like, what awful thing is honey causing us? So I'm so glad that it was just like, please, just too much sugar.
No, it's definitely, you're not going to go into cardiac arrest, I don't think, from doing this challenge. But it's just, if you think about it, you know, I use honey in my coffee. I just like do a little small little squirt and mix it in. I can't imagine how many servings that is to just like take a bite of half a frozen bottle.
That's a lot of honey.
So yeah.
All right. Well, Daniela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, of course. I had so much fun, as always.
That's it for today. Come back and join us tomorrow.
And remember, posting people's addresses to social media is a dick move.
Be sure to subscribe to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go for your sound stories.
And please take the time to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us figure out what you like about the show versus what you love about the show. And remember to come back for more of what you love about BuzzFeed, coming to you daily.